知行英语。Listen and share.
Room 13. 13号房间。Anderson thanked the clerk and went back to the Golden Lion. He wanted to ask the landlord about room number 13, but the landlord was busy. Anderson went upstairs and stopped outside the door of number 13. He heard someone inside the room. The person was walking around and talking in a strange voice. Anderson went to his own room. He decided the number 12was too small. He decided to ask the landlord for a large room. Also, he was angry because his suitcase was missing. It had been on a table beside the wall. Both the table and the suitcase had disappeared. Perhaps the landlord had moved the suitcase to a storeroom. Anderson wanted it back. It was too late to call the landlord. Anderson went to the window.And lit a cigarette. He looked out of the window. There was a tall house on the opposite side of the street. The lamp was behind him. He saw his shadow on the wall of the house opposite. The person in room 13 was also standing at the window. Anderson saw a second shadow on the wall of the house opposite. This second shadow was strange. The person in room 13was wearing a tall, pointed hat. Also, the light from room 13 was red. The light was the color of blood. Anderson opened the window and put his head outside. He tried to see the person in the next room. He saw the sleeve of a long, white coat. That was all. The person in room 13 suddenly moved away from the window. The red light...went out.
安德森先生谢过工作人员，回到金狮旅馆。他想问问旅馆老板关于十三号房间的事儿，但他当时正忙。于是，安德森先生上楼。他在十三号房间前驻足，他听见屋里有人，那人不停地走动说话。说话的声音很奇怪。安德森先生回到自己房间，他觉得这个房间实在是太小了，他决定向旅馆老板换个大点的房间。他生气地发现自己的旅行箱也不见了，箱子原本是放在墙边桌子上的，现在桌子和箱子都不见了，也许是旅馆老板把箱子搬到储藏室了。安德森先生想去把箱子要回来，但天已经很晚了，叫老板起来也不适合。于是安德森先生走到窗边，点燃一根雪茄。他看向窗外，街对面有一所很大的房子，由于油灯放在他的身后，所以他能看见自己映在对面墙上的影子。十三号房间里的人也站在窗边，所以安德森先生在对面的墙上又看到了另一个影子。另一个影子有点奇怪，十三号房间的人戴着一顶高高的带尖顶的帽子，而且那个房间发出的光的颜色是一种如血红般的红色。安德森先生推开窗户，伸出头去，他努力想看清楚隔壁房间的人，但他只看到一件长长的白色大衣的袖子。隔壁房间那人突然从窗户边离开，红光也消失了。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Go upstairs 是上楼的意思，相反 Go downstairs 指下楼。 Walk around 指走来走去。 Suitcase 手提箱。 Be missing 意思是不见了。 When I got back home
I found my keys were missing.
当我到家的时候，我发现我的钥匙不见了。动词 disappear 意思是消失。
The fly disappeared suddenly before I could flap it.
那只苍蝇在我打它之前突然消失了。
Storeroom,
储藏室。Store 有储藏的意思。
Too late to call the landlord.
太晚了，以至于不能打电话给店主。
Too 是固定结构，
表示太怎么怎么，以至于不能怎样。
He is too young to go to school.
他太小了，还不能上学。
Look out of the window.
向窗外看。
Look into the window.
向窗内看。
On the opposite side of the street.
在街道的对面。
My boyfriend is waiting for me. On the opposite side of the street.
我男朋友在街对面等我。
The house opposite,
对面的房子。Opposite 在这里做后置定语，就是前面的 the house。还可以说
,her house is opposite to mine,
她的房子在我的对面。
Stand at the window,
站在窗户边。
At
可以换成 by。
Second,
这里是形容词用法，表示另一个。
Wear a tall, pointed hat.
戴着一顶高高的尖顶的帽子。
Wear 本意是穿着，
引申意戴着。
Wear glasses
戴着眼镜。
Wear a long hair
蓄着长头发。
Wear a smile
面带微笑。
Go out
本意是出去，这里指火或光的熄灭。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文，相信大家这一次能听懂多一些。
Anderson thanked the clerk and went back to the Golden Lion. He wanted to ask the landlord about room number 13, but the landlord was busy. Anderson went upstairs and stopped outside the door of number 13. He heard someone inside the room. The person was walking aroundand talking in a strange voice. Anderson went to his own room. He decided that number 12 was too small. He decided to ask the landlord for a large room. Also, he was angry because his suitcase was missing. It had been on a table beside the wall. Both the table and the suitcase had disappeared. Perhaps the landlord had moved the suitcase to a storeroom.Anderson wanted it back. It was too late to call the landlord. Anderson went to the window and lit a cigarette. He looked out of the window. There was a tall house on the opposite side of the street. The lamp was behind him. He saw its shadow on the wall of the house opposite. The person in room 13 was also standing at the window.Anderson saw a second shadow on the wall of the house opposite. This second shadow was strange. The person in room 13 was wearing a tall, pointed hat. Also, the light from room 13 was red. The light was the color of blood. Anderson opened the window and put his head outside. He tried to see the person in the next room.He saw the sleeve of a long white coat. That was all. The person in room 13 suddenly moved away from the window. The red light went out.
Hola. 故事今天就先讲到这儿。谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不等一步十寒。